Last October, President Trump took the stage to declare a public health crisis.
As you all know from personal experience, families, communities, and citizens across our country are currently dealing with the worst drug crisis in American history.
7 people an hour, the president said, are currently dying of opioid prescription drug overdoses in the United States. In Wyoming, many say that the problem isn't so severe here. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, though, that could be changing.
Cheyenne resident Penny Hunt knew her youngest son, JT, wasn't like other kids. As lovable and creative as he was,
he grew up kind of as the daredevil, and I always worried about him.
JT struggled with anxiety. By the time he was 14, he was addicted to his prescription medication. At 15, he went to his first stint in an out-of-state rehab center.
He got out of rehab, was doing better, and had a wisdom tooth pulled and was given pain meds. And then the cycle started over again.
When JT went back to get more teeth removed,
I asked the dentist if I could talk to him in his office. And I said, my son is an addict. You cannot give him addictive medicine. And he said to me, I signed an oath that I cannot let my patients leave in pain. And I said, then give him Tylenol.
Hunt said she left frustrated that the dentist didn't see the problem of prescribing to an addict. Still, her son found ways to get pain pills. Again, Hunt started making calls to rehab centers. She was no novice. She'd spent her entire career working in the healthcare system, but that didn't open doors.
And I kept being told over and over again, 3 months, 6 months, we can't get him in. We can do an assessment, but we can't take him. If you know anything about addiction, if you have someone who's willing to get help right now, things need to move right now.
These wait lists are no surprise since Wyoming has only 8 residential rehab centers. Finally, she found a bed for her son in South Dakota. When he got out this time, she thought he might be getting better. Then, he didn't call for 3 days. When the police broke into his apartment, JT lay dead on his couch, overdosed on opioid prescription meds at 23 years old. That was 10 years ago, but Hunt says her experience with uneducated medical providers and a lack of rehab space still needs to be addressed in Wyoming. Research scientist Rodney Wambeam at the Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center is working on a study of opioid addiction in the state. He says, yes, Wyoming is seeing a rise in opioid addiction and overdoses.
We do have a problem. I think it's just not the crisis that you are seeing in other parts of the country.
Back in 2004, only 19 people overdosed on opioids in Wyoming. 10 years later, it had ballooned to 96. But Wambeam says other coal mining states have it much worse.
Compared to, say, rural Appalachia, where the people lose their jobs and coal mines have shut down and they stay, and they have a culture of despair.
Here in Wyoming, when energy workers lost their jobs, they left the state, so it's hard to know if they developed addictions or not. But Wambeam says now that Wyoming is monitoring opioid use, more medical providers are scaling back how much they prescribe. The goal is to get proactive before things get worse. A Wyoming health expert agrees that Wyoming's opioid problem isn't at crisis levels. Erica Matthews is the Wyoming Health Department's Substance Abuse Prevention Manager. She says her office started fighting the problem early. Now, every county has a prevention coalition, and every first responder has access to naloxone. That's a medication to stop an overdose in its tracks. But in a rural state, the challenge is getting people to those services.
I mean, you've talked about the frontier nature, and that is one of our biggest challenges, and the lack of supports that we do have in the state, but we do have other supports in other ways. We are such close-knit communities that we are able to make grand changes in those communities in a much shorter period of time.
But Matthews admits Wyoming does need to collect more accurate data from coroners and hospitals.
Really trying to drill down into like the hospital discharge data instead of just having it say prescription overdose. What was the prescription? Can we figure that out? So there are barriers, but we are working to tear those down and be able to get the data needed.
And some of that data includes the cause of death. For years, Penny Hunt kept her son's true cause of death a secret. The autopsy called it bronchopneumonia. She says lots of people do the same, and that's why Wyoming's data on opioid deaths may be inaccurate.
It's coming, and it's here, and Wyoming is really good at, you know, keeping our family things to ourselves and not talking about it. And so it's here, it's not being talked about.
In hopes of removing that stigma, Hunt's oldest son started an interactive map called Celebrating Lost Loved Ones, where families can post photos and share stories. JT's young, handsome face, just one of hundreds that have been posted there. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.